أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا آباءكم وإخوانكم أولياء إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان ومن يتولهم منكم فأولئك هم الظالمون. قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله وجهاد في سبيله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 23 and 24 of Surah At-Tawbah. Ayah number 23 was revealed at a time when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum to make hijrat. That command of hijrat at that particular time from Makkah Mukarramah was a compulsory, a fard hijrat. And it lasted right up to the conquest of Makkah. The compulsion, the fard hijrat had to be done. There was only those people who were for some reason unable to make hijrat, and that was reasons that were acceptable in the Shariat because of weaknesses, etc. Then they were pardoned from that. Otherwise the hijrat was compulsory. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the hukam, the command that hijrat has to be performed, there were those that had accepted Islam and Iman, and when their family members had come to know about this compulsion, then family members began to say to them that you cannot leave us. If you leave us, we will be weakened. Now who were those family members? They were those that didn't embrace Islam. They were kuffar. They hadn't brought Islam, they hadn't brought Iman. They remained on the side of kufr. And now in this way, they began to influence the believers that you cannot make hijrat because of our weakness. So there was this emotional difficulty that some of them had gone through, that now what do we do? Here is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is our family. We grew up. This is our parents. Sometimes it's some spouse. Sometimes brother, sister, child, whoever it may be. Now what do we do in these situations? Now before we go forth with the ayah, we have to always remember two things. One is this, that insofar as Islam is concerned, we will find in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had given us a lot of emphasis with regards to our family relationship. We will find that family relationship has been reinforced from time to time in the ayat of the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But here now there exists a very unique situation, and this unique situation is that your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have said la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is one relationship, and now family ties, biological relationship, this is the tussle. And also we should also remember that as far as parents are concerned, that if they are non-Muslims but they do not hamper our deen, they do not come between us and our deen, then also Islam's command is that we will have respect for them, except in matters where they want to sway us away from the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. So having that understanding, we look at this ayat in the light of the other Quran ayats and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O those who have brought iman, la tattakhidu aba'akum wa ikhwanakum awliya'a. Do not make your parents and your brothers bosom friends. In istahabbul kufra alal iman, if they have preferred kufr over iman. They have not related or they have not created a relationship with Allah, they do not want to create a relationship with Allah, they have chosen to keep the affinity with kufr, you have brought iman, now this is your decision that has to be made, that now you cannot have this such a bosom friendship, such a bosom relationship with them, that you break your relationship and your ties with Allah by breaking this very important command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ, whoever befriends them from amongst you, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, then such are the wrongdoers. In other words, that person that chooses family in this particular instance, there is no other reason whatsoever. Now he's chosen family over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, these people began to say, some of them very weak in iman, that if we leave Makkah Mukarramah and we go to Medina, one was the issue of our families, the other, we are settled in Makkah, our businesses, our income, our property, all of that is in Makkah Mukarramah, then what happens to all of that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed that, and Allah ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ, say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if your forefathers or your fathers, وَأَبَنَاؤُكُمْ, and your children, وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ, and your brothers, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, and your spouses, وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ, and your family members, وَأَمْوَالٌ اِقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا, and that wealth that you had earned, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, and that trade or that business, the fear of which you have is the fear of loss, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, and the homes that you love, you find pleasure in, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ, if all of that is more beloved to you than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَرَسُولِهِ, and His Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and it is more beloved than jihad, emerging in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ, then wait until the command, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings His command. In other words, you have to make this decision and you have to search in your heart. There is no doubt in the fact, and Islam does not negate this fact, that there is always going to be natural love for one's parents, even one's spouse. But now there is a difference in deen. They have preferred kufr over iman. Now one is the natural love, one is a love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to bring voluntarily into our hearts. And that is the love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of Allah Rabbul Izzat. One very important aspect of this ayat is the issue, and as far as the reason of revelation was concerned, was that of hijrat. But here when Allah ta'ala said, is all of this more beloved to you than Allah, His Rasul and jihad fi sabilillah? Allah ta'ala did not say hijrat fi sabilillah, because hijrat will come to an end, that compulsion will come to an end in one point in time, and hence the hijrat now is the stepping stone of striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Losing the opportunity at that particular time of making hijrat meant you losing the opportunity of making jihad fi sabilillah. فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ, then wait for the command of Allah. Some ulama said that was then the hukam of Allah, the decree of Allah, the conquest of Makkah. Others said then wait for the command of Allah insofar as the akhirat is concerned. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the community, the people who are disobedient and are transgressive of the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always make it such that we prefer the commandments of Allah ta'ala over everything else. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.